I think I had my back to that area because anyway, I felt tingling in the back of my neck. And I reached back there and there was no blood, so I don't know what it was, but I think it was some plexiglass. I often looked down when I was flying before from 25,000 feet and wondering if I had the guts to jump out of an airplane at that altitude, or any altitude really. But when the time comes, you don't hesitate. There are no second thoughts.
Nicholson knows he'd come close to tragedy on many other missions.
We were on a mission to Munich, and we got our radio operator seriously wounded, and I knew I was back trying to help him, and I think that was one of the lasting memories. When the shells exploded, it make your plane jump. One time we had 70 holes in our plane coming back from a mission, but otherwise we had a tire shot out one time, and that made for a rough landing because it's only got single tires on each side.
But sitting in his old seat aboard a restored B-17 on a short flight from Spirit Airport in Chesterfield to Lambert, Nicholson found himself able to recall some good times as well.
Our crew came back and they'd completed their 25th mission, and they were buzzing the field and buzzing all the area, and they were shooting flares, and they sent the wheat field on fire, and we all had to pay for it, so... But it was worth their celebration because they had made it.
Nicholson's a captain now. Yesterday's flight was the first time he had boarded a B-17 since his capture. He didn't hesitate to take that chance, even if it was a little harder to crawl into the nose where the navigator sat. And watching the world go by on a clear fall day was an experience he'd never had in combat.
In England, we had to always had to fly and take off in a bank of clouds because they had so many clouds. And then we'd have to climb about 5,000 or 6,000 feet to get above the clouds, and then our group would form. We had flares, different colored flares, and the lead plane shot the flares, and then you formed on him. And we circled and circled and circled and got to altitude.
Nicholson married his sweetheart Betty June shortly after his return to the States in 1945. She was with him on the flight yesterday and called it an eerie experience to be aboard the type of craft where her husband of 67 years nearly lost his life.
I've always been proud of him to think that he has been through all this and still is able to be so loyal and so proud of his country, and that he has tried to do and was happy to do whatever he had to do to keep this country safe and also helping England at the same time.
I'm Rachel Lippman, St. Louis Public Radio.